Stop wearing masks right now. If you value you and your family's health, stop wearing masks. Not only do they not work, they're likely setting the stage for many other problems. Masks were originally worn by surgeons to prevent them from spitting or sneezing into open body cavities. A healthy, natural immune system is very good at containing infections. If a doctor is operating on you and has to make an incision in your body, you're providing microbes a shortcut past one of the most crucial layers of protection you have, the mucosal immune system. If you're a surgeon, putting on a mask so you don't sneeze or accidentally spit into your patient might seem like a pretty good idea. It probably won't surprise you to learn that the people who originally suggested this strange new practice were laughed at and ridiculed by the experts. Just like always, those who practice mainstream medicine are always the last to admit they were wrong. Eventually, decades and thousands of cadavers later, surgeons and nurses finally began wearing masks when they were operating on someone. There were less infections, and surgery-related deaths went down. Today, surgeons and their assistants take great care in scrubbing up, gowning, gloving, and masking before they operate on someone, all because they are likely to bypass that mucosal layer of immunity. In such a risky setting, there's little doubt these protections are worth the cost and effort. But if masks and gloves and gowns work, why shouldn't we just always wear them? Wouldn't it save lives? Masks can be a great indicator of where you stand on the concept of transhumanism. If you are trans or transhuman, you likely believe that humans are poor, fragile creatures that are only able to survive because of technological and scientific intervention. You likely believe that vaccines are necessary for boys and girls to survive childhood. You likely believe in evolution and think that all of nature is millions, if not billions of years away from perfection. I recently saw an old friend post on Easter Sunday, no less. "Happy Easter," he said. "So happy for time with family and thankful for science and vaccines." This person was once a Christian and may still be, but is fully subscribed to the transhuman religion. Not a mention of the resurrection of our Messiah, but a full body genuflection to what he believes to be the miracle in a syringe. This was always the danger with evolutionary thought, that we are somehow flawed and unprovided for by our Creator. Fallen, sinful, selfish, prideful, yes, of course, all of those. But the notion that our lives and the creation which surrounds us is partway finished, that we are but a glimpse of what God would have preferred? I don't think so. And God saw all that he made, and it was good, we are told in Genesis. Even for those who reject evolution for the ridiculous half-baked brain fart that it is, they'll often find themselves subscribing to this same school of thought on the back end. They'll talk about looking forward to going home and how we are not made for this world. These are devout Christians who say this. I probably said these kinds of things at one point. They believe this notion that life on earth is destined to be full of misery and yearn for escape to some heavenly realm that awaits them upon death. This is dead wrong. This couldn't be more wrong. God has given us this gift of creation to live within, and it is not a mistake. It is not half finished. It's a miracle, full of wonder at every turn. This is our home. We are fallen, a state for which we anticipate restoration one day, but regardless, we are not misplaced, immortal souls mistakenly trapped in human bodies by some cosmic oversight. This is our home. This is what God has created for us. In our fallen state, we are certainly capable of wreaking all kinds of havoc and destruction upon it. But to extrapolate that into the notion we are living in a mistaken place, in unfinished, less than perfect bodies, is leading Christians to very bad places. Vaccines, and by extension masks, are some of the most obvious indicators you are either transhuman or are on your way to becoming one. You have rejected the notion that creation or nature were perfectly designed. You live in fear, terrified of the man-made demons that are projected into your life every day. You've bought into the lie that health is the absence of sickness. Everyone knows that being physically fit is not the absence of exercise. Even though we have needles for that, steroid injections, everyone knows you have to push your body to get in shape. You have to get tired. You have to make your muscles hurt. You have to be uncomfortable in all kinds of ways to be physically fit. There is no way to cheat your way around it, even with steroids. But for some reason, many have bought into the lie that the same thing doesn't apply to health and sickness. That you can somehow be healthy without ever getting sick. That you can somehow inject health through a needle. You can't. Immunity is earned. It's never gifted. Your immune system gets better and better with each infection, learning from its past battles, able to more quickly identify and control bacteria or viruses that happen to get into your body. There's a complex interplay we don't even understand going on within your immune system that allows a single coronavirus infection to create broad-spectrum immunity the next time you encounter a different variant or mutation. Most of the vaccines being given for COVID-19 right now sabotage this. These vaccines prevent your immune system from developing that broad spectrum protection. In fact, they may make you more susceptible to harm from even a slight variation than what was originally given to you. The reason more and more coronavirus vaccine strains will be required for those who have placed their faith in science, not God. In a similar way, masks may be preventing your body's immune system from getting any real exercise. I think the social distancing and constant surface sanitizing is probably worse for our long-term health than masks, which may actually be promoting the spread of germs with all the tugging people are always doing. But regardless, we were meant to interact with each other as humans. We were meant to see each other's faces. Children, even babies, develop empathy and sympathy in large part by learning to read the emotion of other people's faces. We were meant to touch, to hug, to kiss. The constant spread of bacteria and viruses is as essential to the function of creation as water or sunlight. Without it, our immune systems would be unable to deal with a single infection. All of these measures, social distancing, no parties, no hugging, transparent shower curtains at the Hobby Lobby, symbolize for me a distinct lack of faith in the design of creation. They are a mark which projects to all the world you are more thankful for science and vaccines than anything God might have gifted you. You may think you can choose both, but one day soon, you'll be forced to pick a side. I hope you don't choose poorly. And that is my incredible opinion.